50 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. I don't know who I was watching yesterday, and they were talking about, I think it was on sports radio. A guy was talking about how he was just like a big fan of John Elway's, and then he met him and ended all that. I said, you know what? That's a good question. Who were you a fan of until you met them? 1-877-727-7746. Hit me. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Who was that guy or that person that you were a fan of until you met him?
Aretha Franklin.
Okay, you always.
I'll never let it go. I'll never let it go. I'll never let it go.
Good morning. Who do you got? Hello. Oh, you took too long. Oh, man. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy from Cincinnati. How you doing?
Hey, Tracy. Who were you a fan of until you met them?
Russ Parr.
Yeah.
You
ain't the only one.
Thank you.
I'm just playing.
I know you are.
You know what? I never met him, but I probably had the opportunity, and it probably would be Chad Johnson.
You haven't met him yet.
How can this is? Listen, Tracy, about? Hang up.
Yeah, we talking about people you really.
Maybe you have met that you're going like, she gonna say, I love you, and then you're like, oh, okay, never mind. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, y'all. I used to be in love with Tyrese. I mean, I still have his pictures in my mother's house. They're all over the walls. Until about 5 or 6 years ago, we were out at one of his little events, and he's going to tell my friend, you know, I'm only in town for one night. Can we make something happen? I'm like, you should have told me that, not her.
Yeah. You mad at him because of that. That's not.
I wanted to be the slut.
I'm the groupie. Hello.
I'm the whore. Excuse me. I want to be chosen.
Over here. Oh, man.
Lady.
One-nighter.
Yes. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Ashton Kutcher.
You stop it.
Wow. You were a fan of his, and then you met him. What happened?
He wouldn't talk to nobody. He was just rude, wouldn't take pictures, wouldn't give autographs, nothing.
Wow.
He thought he was cool on all his TV shows, but
that's a script.
Yeah.
Although I did meet him. I met him when he first started the 70s show, before it started, and he was really nice, but that was before the show started.
Really? Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Who was that person you were a fan of until you met him?
Ron Isley.
Ronald Isley?
Really? What'd he do?
Is that before or after he went to jail?
I was with him all day doing at Kentucky Center for the Arts, and he didn't tip me at all. Nothing.
He didn't tip you?
Nope.
Maybe he thought it was included in like, you know.
Are you a driver or something?
Pretty much everything. I take them to lunch, show them around town, get them places where they need to be, and everybody tips. And nobody in his crew tipped me. I was with him from 7 to 7.
Wow.
Oh, so you're just walking around hungry. Oh, no.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah. Who were you a fan of until you met him?
They had to be my favorite basketball player, Gary Payton.
Really? You know you can't use that word on the radio, by the
way. Yeah, like, stop it, guys.
Jeez. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Russ and crew. How y'all doing?
All right, man.
Hey, listen, I got two people, man. One guy I was a real big fan of back in the day was Allen Iverson, man. I used to love his basketball game and everything. And I ran into him at a gentleman's club, man, and he just was so arrogant, man, and he acted like he was the king of the world.
Wow.
Maybe it was a bad day. Hurt.
Yeah, could have been.
I mean, you know, a lot of people said he was like that, but I didn't believe it until I met him, and he was exactly what I heard, man. It just turned me off.
Who's your second person?
It was nice to me.
It's funny. I was a big fan of him, and music was Common. Back in the day,
really?
Republic Gardens, man. Common had an autograph signing, and I waited in line for an autograph for my wife for a long time, man. And when I finally got to him, he said, look, man, I'm so tired. And he just went off and started cursing at the people in the line, telling them that he's tired, he got to go. And it just, you know, it was just a big turnoff, man. So
I've never heard that about
like
him.
Yeah.
Cool as hell, but that's with us, though. You know?
Tweet, tweet.
I can't believe who Tony Henderson's saying. Michael Irvin and Tony Dorsett, two of the nicest guys I've ever met.
I've seen Tony go Kirk on people.
Well,
he's so nice.
Selfie Kirk's out.
Oh my! I've never seen him.
Michael Irvin, I've never seen.
And
that,
Michael Irvin's like so colorful.
It was on different terms, though. Yeah. For you.
Good morning. Hello.
They probably just low.
Who were you a fan of until you met him?
Frequency says I used to be a fan of Jeremiah. Thought he was a talented artist with much potential till I noticed he was an ass.
Wow. Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
The person it was like years ago. That man, D-Rock from the Yin Yang Twins. With Dwayne Hannahan,
like somebody wanted to touch their little bitty hand. I'm like, yo,
now you didn't have to
play. That was me.
Everybody didn't know. Everybody didn't know he got that one little hand until you just said
it. He did. I saw it swinging around.
All right, you're done.
That's the move.